Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and this is episode 40 of StoryHacker.tv's podcast. And a quick one today, because it's the weekend. But Wendy and I have been to IKEA today, because, as you may remember, my son has moved away to college. But in an act of extreme charity and generosity, he has given his bigger bedroom to his sister. So we moved her in last week to his room. And now we are redoing out the smaller room so that when he comes home from uni, he won't feel like he's staying in a guest room. Anyway, we went to IKEA because we needed to buy some furniture. And IKEA is one of those brands that has sort of story built into it. And it's partly because it's different, right? It's like your Center Parcs or your Disneyland. The sort of the basic model is different. The basic business model is different. And I remember the first time I went to IKEA when they opened the one in Southampton a few years ago. And, this idea that you kind of have to go around the whole shop before you get to the bit that you want to get to was new. And the way they took this idea of flat pack furniture and made it seem cool, I suppose. And, in the sense that design is so much a part of that kind of ethos. And I think, when I was a kid, you bought your flat pack from MFI, and it was a pretty miserable sort of experience, really. And very often the stuff didn't work or they didn't have the right bits. At least that's how I remember it. Whereas with IKEA, it's different. It all seems to be so well thought through. And I think it's Rory Sutherland's book, Alchemy. Excellent, excellent book. And I think I heard him say this. Apologies if it was another author. But he once did some work with IKEA, and he was told in no uncertain terms before he met the guy he was working for, do not suggest that we make building the furniture any easier. And I think he says in his book that, that's really interesting insight. And actually, we've just finished building a new chest of drawers, and the sweat that you put into it, metaphorically speaking, is part of the satisfaction at the end. And even though it's basically, slot A goes into tab B or tab A goes into slot B or whatever, it still makes you feel handy. And there's a kind of story I'm telling myself about, look, I built that. Now, it doesn't matter that it's like building a bit of Lego, really, because it's all worked out for you. But you still get that satisfaction. You still get that sense of story and that idea that you're maybe a bit handier than you thought you were. And I think it's a really interesting part of that IKEA sort of brand, and one of the reasons why we keep going back there. Yes, the prices are good, but the furniture is well designed, which obviously appeals to me a lot. But you also get that little thing that you built it. And not just that you built it, right? It's the fact that you built it and it stays together, which is what didn't used to be true, I think, if you're going back towards the sort of 80s. Anyway, that's me for today. I hope you have built something of value today or had a good time anyway. This is Nick Warren. It's episode 40 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast, because stories mean business.